And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
Stephen, you're finally back from town.
We've been waiting a long time. What kept you?
You wouldn't believe it. Bethlehem was so busy. There were people from everywhere. I could hardly get around.
What do you suppose all that commotion was about?
Maybe it was the taxing by the Romans.
I bet you're right, but I was still able to get the supplies we needed.
That's good, because we're all out of bread and I'm hungry.
And we need that oil for our lanterns. Our supply is very low.
I got everything. Won't you help me unload?
And suddenly, a bright heavenly light appeared. In fear, the shepherds fell to their knees. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them,
For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying,
an angel from God,
and they all appeared from nowhere. What do you think it all means?
Why would an angel come to see us? We're only shepherds.
Well, you heard what the angel said about a baby being born.
Do you think we could find this baby the angel spoke about?
That would be strange. A baby lying in a manger.
The angel said it is Christ the Lord.
The shepherds said to one another, "Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us."
my, what in the world is going on?
That bright light sure scared me, but the song of the angels was so pretty.
They said a baby named Jesus boy found lying in a manger. This is something we've got to see.
Come on, let's go to Bethlehem to find him. Boy, what a night this has been.
Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. There was no room in the inn, but God did provide. There in that humble stable, Jesus was born. His bed was a manger from which the animals had eaten their food. Surely Mary and Joseph must have thanked God for the safe journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem and for the opportunity to go into the stable for shelter.